It's good to be here. And as Andy's indicated, the theme for the day is it's been very relevant to us. And we've been on quite a journey. But one particular thing that had exercised me was that my thoughts have been exercised by how we should be working within the community and what I should be doing now my children are independent. And Christianity, it seems to me, has a lot to do with the poor and the oppressed. It's a theme running through the whole of the book. And take a look at these quotes. So before I get onto our experiences, there are many more, but I've just picked one from each book's, well, not every book through the Bible, but just starting at Exodus here. Exodus, where it talks about leaving land unplowed and leaving the edges so that the poor could glean. And the Deuteronomy one, particularly, there will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your brothers and towards the poor and needy in your land. 1 Samuel. Yes, Psalms, loads in the Psalms. Proverbs 14. But whoever is kind to the needy honours God. Isaiah 58, of course. Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke? Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? Jeremiah. Is that not what it means to know me, declares the Lord? Malachi, Matthew, Luke, Acts, Romans, Galatians, James, and 1st of John particularly. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. So, when Vanessa asked whether we would help the winter feeding program, how could I say no? Because this is where my thoughts have been going. This seemed to be from God, where he was leading me. I must confess to being a little anxious to begin with, for the same reason as Andy. I don't speak Russian or Latvian, but I put my trust in God and he responded. He truly blessed us. He gave us June and Min to work alongside. Not only was it good to get to know them, but it confirmed to me that working together on a project is so uplifting. We started our day not too early, as we were having to get used to the two-hour difference, so we got up about 8. And after breakfast, we shared the readings together. It was a sort of calm before the storm, as then it was down to shopping on the Monday and Wednesday, chopping of vegetables, mountains of them, and all systems go. The afternoons went extremely quickly, and before we knew it, it was time to serve up. Vanessa was talking about the letting people in the queue and not so anxious, but I noticed that the queue went very quickly and I timed it on the last day. We started serving at 6 p.m. and we started washing up at 12 minutes past 6. After serving 98 people plus seconds. That's some going. And I think the Wick Camp queue could learn something from them. And then it was cleaning up time. I don't think we got to bed before midnight any night. Duncan kindly freaked me out on the Wednesday by asking me if I'd sing some songs before his talk that evening. And I was thinking, they won't have a clue what I'm singing, because not knowing the language. But when Duncan handed me the guitar that happened to be there, how could I not? He told me that Russians are observers and that they wouldn't join in. But as soon as I started, I could see that many of them were, which was really encouraging. So much so that I agreed to do it again on Friday.
In fact, one of them was standing up.
Oh, one stood up, yes. Who was that one standing up? Maria. Yes, she was. And I found that very encouraging. Yes, Mim and her husband Craig, as Andy mentioned, are on their own in the middle of nowhere in the south of France and don't get to sing very often. So we spent a happy time rather late on that Wednesday evening singing some of the songs from Praise the Lord. Now, June and Mim couldn't be here, but I've got a little something from June here, which I'd like to read out. My trip to Riga was both an amazing and a humbling experience. The work that Duncan and Cindy have undertaken must at times seem overwhelming, but their love of God and their neighbours shines through in their determination to do the will of our Father in heaven. Even though the visit from the health and safety authorities and the ensuing changes they had to implement meant more headaches, they still found time to invite us into their home and made us feel so welcome. Thank you for that. Helping with the feeding program was great fun. Armed with Vanessa's book of tips and recipe ideas, we were able to hit the supermarket with confidence. Vladimir's tuition on the Sunday meant that we were able to get the food prepared on time and feed numbers ranging from 72 to 130. While Andy battled with DIY projects, Mel, Mim and I saw to the cooking and other delightful domestic chores which involved the use of much disinfectant, rubber gloves and mops. The fellowship we enjoyed together was another highlight of the visit, and working together for the common good was very uplifting, definitely. On a more sober note, it was brought home quite forcefully the contrast between our lives in the UK and that experienced by many of our brothers and sisters in Riga. For me, this was highlighted one evening when Duncan took us to Littlewood to a brother and his dying mother, and we saw the photographs earlier. It was snowing, ice covered the pavements, and Duncan had warned us not to speak, as if English voices were heard by others, the brother ran the risk of being beaten up. We each took a couple of bags of logs and carried them to iron gates that had been unlocked for us, and from there entered the house, where he occupied a couple of rooms. The entrance hall was brightly lit, but once inside it was so dark that my first thought was, why don't they switch the light on? Sadly, there was no money to pay for electricity, as the little that the brother earned was used to buy painkillers for his mother. The room was lit by a candle and seemed full of smoke from the small fire in the corner, and yet the gratitude they expressed for the wood we had taken brought tears to our eyes. It was quite indeed a very humbling experience, and the journey back to the centre was rather quiet as we were all lost in thought. On reflection, I think it true to say that the visit was more beneficial to me than to those I've gone to help. It's so very easy to get caught up in the things of this world and to let them take over instead of getting our priorities right and putting God first. And that was June Williams from Guildford, who we went with. A little extra from Mim. Oh yes, I thoroughly enjoyed the time spent in Riga with my sister June and us. They were a joy to work with. Vladimir, our brother, who lives at the Bible Centre, is a very patient man. Not only did he persevere with sign language, he also put up with our giggles and chatter. That's from me. My fondest memory is of the brothers, sisters and friends that we met. They showed us so much warmth and affection, and their love and enthusiasm for God and his word is very uplifting. We witnessed 5 baptisms during our week, and Duncan travelled all day on the Friday to baptise a 6th. Many of these people look so physically worn and weary from life's journey. They trudged many miles through snow and ice to get to the Bible Centre each evening and come back again, some to night shelters, some to Dickensian-type dwellings. And the rest returned to the streets to pass the night in the freezing temperatures. Yet for all that, they still smile and laugh with you, truly humbling. I thank Duncan and Cindy for giving us the opportunity to share in their work in Riga. And that was from Mim. And so do I. The whole experience was just so uplifting. I think that's the only word to describe it. And Duncan and Cindy have taken on a massive task in Riga, and they need all the help and support they can get. There's a very specific problem there because of all the stateless Russians, but there are poor all around us. And not only poor with lack of money, but poor spiritually, caught up in things like materialism of this world, and totally lost. So let's get involved.
Just show you some more pictures.